T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
If you are really itching to get back to the libraries have been closed for some time. There is some good news. Waller McGuire with St. Louis Public Library is joining us on KMOX. And what's the good news, Waller?
Hi, Debbie. I know you're a big library user, and there are a lot of them out there. We are reopening. The whole region is working to reopen its public libraries. We've been trying to get services into the hands of our customers with curbside and with downloadables and all of the new technologies and possibilities that we could use during the pandemic. But we've been looking at the numbers and the infections, which, thank heavens, are falling. And so we believe that it's safe and time to reopen our building. So the St. Louis Public Library, which is the library of the city of St. Louis, is going to reopen its buildings on Wednesday. That's the 3rd of March, the day after the primary election. So we are excited to begin welcoming the public back into our buildings to browse our shelves.
Now, I know that St. Louis County libraries and some of the, and I think St. Charles City County Library, those have been closed as well, physical locations, and you've all been kind of working together to talk about how to move forward during this pandemic.
We have, you know, customers just think of public libraries in truth and many times as just one big thing. They think of us all together, and we try to be when it's for the convenience of our customers. So we knew that the closings and reopenings would be confusing. So all of the libraries from what's called the municipal libraries, the smaller libraries in county, the county library and I met to talk about when we would be reopening and how we would be reopening. And all the libraries in the region are going to be doing so in March, just because we are so different. Our buildings are different, our staff is different, and our governance is different. The days are going to be a little different. So if you use one of the other public libraries, I'd encourage you to call and they will tell you exactly what day they will be opening in March to the public. I think it ranges from now until mid or later March. So we're all going to be open in the month and we're all working to make it as close as we can together. And we're announcing it together just because people do think of public libraries as one thing as opposed to a bunch of separate entities, and that's all for the better.
I think it's great, too, because the libraries offer so many other services and benefits besides just things that you could pick up curbside. So that is definitely great news. But as you're reopening, are any of the protocols that have been in place going to stay? I know that the books would have to be in quarantine and there were certain protocols for people visiting. So what should people know as they head back to St. Louis Public Library on Wednesday?
We are having to be careful, just as you would in a grocery store or in any other building that you visit, a church or other gathering place. So we are going to limit the number of people in our buildings to a fairly large number so that we can keep people 6 feet distance. We are going to require masks, just as stores and most buildings do, as they should. And we actually are going to ask people to keep their visits to a half an hour if they're just browsing, or an hour if they're using the computers. And we have moved some things further apart. We can't make all of our computers available because they were too close together. But we can offer most of our services, and this is very similar to how we were operating in November before we closed.
All right. The library systems in the St. Louis area reopening this month. St. Louis Public Library officially opening on Wednesday. Waller McGuire, thanks for sharing the great news on KMOX.
Thank you, Debbie. We'll look forward to seeing you in the building.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.